The Obama administration wants to boost education funding, even as it calls for belt tightening throughout the federal government. It also wants to rework the way states and school districts get money, awarding those trying to improve and showing progress, rather than by using population formulas. It's already running one new program, but Alaska didn't apply for the money. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
President Obama's proposed budget calls for the most education funding ever requested by a president. U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says the nearly $50 billion plan is key to future success.
Some folks have questioned tough economic times, how can you afford to do more here? And I think what he clearly sees is that this is an investment, that we have to get dramatically better. It's going to push us in the country to educate our way to a better economy.
The Obama administration doesn't just hope to boost education funding by more than 7%. It also wants reforms, like overhauling the No Child Left Behind law, or NCLB. That Bush administration plan focuses on test scores and reaching adequate yearly progress, and wants all students at proficient academic levels by 2014. But Duncan says it sets unrealistic goals without a roadmap to get there, which led to a dumbing down. He says moving away from that can help states like Alaska, which were hurt by NCLB's requirements.
Obviously, when you have a one-room schoolhouse and a teacher's teaching English, math, social studies, science under NCLB, they were labeled not highly qualified because they have those credentials. You know, doesn't quite fit. And so what you have to look again is less interested in paperwork than I am in teacher effectiveness. You know, our kids learning.
Duncan says local districts and states should decide what works best for them, and the administration wants to move funding into competitive pots.
What we've done historically is we just did these large formulaic grants, and there's nothing about student achievement, and there's nothing about improvement. There are all these ways to fail. If you were really successful as a school or a state or a district, what did you get? Nothing ever happened. So there are all these consequences, but there are no rewards for success.
To start the administration's reforms, the Education Department led an effort last year to create new common standards. All but two states participated, Texas and Alaska. The Alaska Department of Education spokesman, Eric Fry, says it did not join in the National Common Core Initiative because it's working on its own standards review.
Our concern at the time had something to do with feeling that it was a very rushed process, and we thought, well, it sounds like someone already knows what they want. And we thought there wouldn't be much real active participation by states. They'd pretty much be handed a done deal.
Fry says that doesn't mean the state will ignore the national results. He says it's convening Alaskan educators later this month to look at them. But that's not the only Obama initiative Alaska chose not to participate in. It's one of 10 states that did not apply for funding for a federal grant program called Race to the Top, which offered $4 billion in stimulus funds. Fry says that's because of time constraints during the six-month application window.
The timeline was just too short. There are so many things going on. We're busy with our ordinary work, and then we're busy monitoring the other types of stimulus funds. And then there was the concerns about the flu, and that took us a certain amount of time away from us. And then we've been busy on our own reform plans.
Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Cuomo says she wasn't surprised the state skipped last month's deadline to apply for Race to the Top, but she does hope it participates in an upcoming round two.
The governor, when I met with him, in the fall, right after he took office, that he made it very clear that he had told Secretary Duncan that he had real concerns about the federal coming into educational issues. So I knew that they were not going to apply at the first round. So the second round, I'm hopeful that they will see the value in pursuing this opportunity.
The state says it does plan to apply for round two this year. The Race to the Top program may be an example of what the Obama administration hopes to do in the future. But even as it tries to move away from No Child Left Behind, Congress must make the next move. It has the power to reauthorize and change the Education Act and decide whether to go along with the president's budget plan. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.